My style of humor has always been to be rascally, not mean. So I like these leftover late night jokes that I have. I am Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Yes, they're about President Biden. Yes, they're about President Biden being 80 years old, but they're not really about President Biden. Here's one, Jimmy Fallon. President Biden hosted French President Emmanuel Macron at a White House state dinner. The French like to eat late, so Biden was like, yeah, got it. 4:30 it is. Nice and harmless. It's fun. I'm sure the president would find that funny. Corden, a state dinner at the White House. I wonder if they serve French food or, as Macron calls it, food. Very basic joke, not the most original joke, but it's funny. Now, as putting this together, Stephen Colbert does some terrible jokes sometimes, and I don't understand why. Here's one, and I'm sure he tells it better than I will. But like, what is this? This joke is about Twitter, and here's the joke. After changing the rules on blue ticks as a result of monetizing them, Elon Musk has changed them again to three tiers, gold, gray, and blue. Is this Twitter or a new breakfast cereal? What is that? Just for Laughs, Moon Tower. We'll be back April 12th through the 23rd. Trevor Noah is the big name at the festival, but a lot of people are going to be there. It's a two-week festival. It's fantastic. Trevor Noah himself will do four nights at the Bass Concert Hall, April 20th through the 23rd. Some other headliners announced, Chris DiStefano, Veer Daz, and they've got him in big print. Yes, internationally famous. I'm not sure he's that famous at all in the States, but he got the big print. Let's analyze the big print. I'm here on austintheater.org/moontower-comedy/. The big print got Trevor Noah, Seth Meyers, Chelsea Lin. Is Chelsea Lin on your radar? Not on mine, and I'm not saying I know everything. I went to the Google machine here. Chelsea Lin is an American YouTuber, actress, and stand-up comedian who began on the video sharing Vine as her character, Trailer Trash Tammy. My son used to like Vine. I'll have to ask him about her. Anyway, she's in the same font as Trevor Noah. Veer Daz, Ben Schwartz and Friends, Chris DiStefano, Giggly Squad. A podcast. Each week, Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo make fun of everything, but most importantly, themselves. Do you hear me getting old as I speak? Felipe Esparza, Nimish Patel, all in the big font. Now we get slightly smaller font. Maria Bamford, Kenny Sebastian, Preacher Lawson, Robert Kelly, Brad Williams, Carlos Ballarta. I believe Carlos performs in Spanish, which is why he may be off my radar. Again, not claiming I know everything. All right, slightly smaller font. The Sklar Brothers, Dana Gould, Ian Bagg, Punky Johnson, Shane Torres, Tom Rhodes, Josh Adam Myers, Jeremiah Watkins, Adam Ray. Now, pretend you're getting an eye test and the eye doctor went, can you see this? Now the font got a lot smaller. Blair Sochi, Daphnique Springs, Devon Walker, Emil Joachim, John Rudnitsky. Remember him? He was on Saturday Night Live for, like 5 minutes. I saw him at New Faces and he crushed it and I was happy when he got on SNL. And I think Lauren might have put him in one sketch. Wow, that was back in 2015. Time flies. Whew. Laura Peake, Maddie Smith, Marcelo Hernandez, Martine Urbano, Michael Longfellow, Mike Vecchione, Molly Kearney. They're on SNL now. Moses Storm, Ralph Barbosa, and a bunch of others. Anyway, the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, April 12th through the 23rd. That's one of the nice kickoffs to the comedy calendar every year. Sebastian Maniscalco, he's got his new special out today on Netflix. It's called Is It Me? I have told you about this one a few times. He filmed it in Las Vegas. Looking forward to watching that. And it's Tuesday, which is usually the one night I have time to watch television. Maybe I'll do that. Entertainment Weekly caught up with Adam Sandler, who revealed that he had stopped reading his reviews. Adam said, when I was 17, I got into this. I didn't think about critics. I didn't even realize that stuff was coming. I thought you just made movies, people go see it. When Billy Madison came out, me and my friend who wrote it, we were like, oh yeah, they're going to write about this in New York. We grew up reading the papers. We were going to NYU, and then we read the first one, and we were like, oh my God, what happened? They hate us. And then we were like, it must have been the paper. But then 90% of the papers are going, this is garbage. So he stopped reading reviews. People would call us up and say, can you believe they said this about you? And I'd be like, I didn't read it, man. But things turned out okay for Adam Sandler. He made a few bucks along the way, even if I think 98% of his movies are garbage. I've been pretty clear on that. Here are the ones that are not garbage. Uncut Gems, his best film. The recent one that was about the NBA that I can never remember the name of, that was pretty good. And the ones with Drew Barrymore are pretty good. The rest of them, garbage. I understand everybody else likes them. I understand Adam Sandler has more money than I can even imagine. I understand he's had a very successful career, but my opinion, his movies are terrible. Sandler said, it's great. Everything's turned out excellent. It's okay. I get it. Critics aren't going to connect with certain stuff and what they want to see. I understand that it's not clicking with them. See, Adam and I could be friends. We could be friends. And I'm like, bro, your movies are terrible. And he'd be like, whatever, man, and make fun of me. I'm hosting a podcast in a basement. We could be buddies. Dane Cook was on The Tonight Show, and he revealed that he, quote, shuttled people to his multi-million-dollar California mansion. That's right. Dane has a porch in the, quote, beautiful Hollywood Hills, overlooking that exceptional view. All right, I'm curious. So I Googled Dane Cook house, and this is taking me to virtualglobetrotting.com. Boy, you can find anything. According to TMZ.com, after losing an eviction case because a jury decided his dog was leaving little presents in the common areas of his apartment building, the actor-comedian purchased this property. Hold on. Look, we're off on tangents. That happened? What? Dane Cook dog is getting typed into Google now. From TMZ, I'm doing this on the fly here in the moment. TMZ, September 5th, 2008. The headline, Dane Cook, apartment living is crap. TMZ wrote, and it's still up here on the interwebs, after losing an eviction case because a jury decided Dane's dog was pooping with aplomb in the common areas, Dane dropped a pile on a Hollywood Hills mansion, $7 million and change, and that's in 2008 money. I want to know more about this dog thing. Well, some more clicking has taken me to burgoproperties.com. Dane's house was built in 1938, according to public records. I'm assuming this is the house he still lives in. Although it is in the Hollywood Hills, and it does have a porch. 15,000 square feet, city views, ocean views, and a large flat grassy lawn. Berg Properties back in 2008 wrote, for some reason this doesn't strike us as a house for a lifetime. Anyway, I quite digress. Dane was on The Tonight Show and said he shuttled people to his multi-million dollar California mansion for a stand-up show without their knowledge of where they were being taken. I dropped the G again. I've been doing that since Thanksgiving. Where they were being taken, Dane said. I shuttled a bunch of people to my home who didn't know they were being shuttled to my house for a comedy special. Hey, would you like to join the $2 club? Sure, Johnny Mac. What's the $2 club? All right, I had some inspiration. I went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, and I've created the $2 club. Are you curious? Don't you want to be in? You sure do. What's the $2 club, Johnny Mac? It's a new way to support the show. You sign up for the $2 club, and then every month, via the magic of buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, you'll throw $2 in the tip jar, or you can just do it once a year for $20. I figured it's a nice little amount, you know, $2. But if 10 million people do it, I'll have $20 million a month. So it's the $2 club. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and join the $2 club, and I will shout you out. Unless 10 million people actually do it, because then the whole episode will be me just reading names, and none of us want that. Staten Island Live is your home for Pete Davidson news. They pay a lot of attention to Pete Davidson. I mean, like, if you're Staten Island, Pete Davidson is your what? Your what Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan are to this podcast, I guess? Or maybe Pete Davidson is what Pete Davidson is to this podcast. Anyway, last week, Lacey's Bridge Tavern closed for lunch and dinner. Why? Well, the Elm Park Eatery served as a set for Peacock's Bupkis, which stars you-know-who. That's right, Staten Island's own Pete Davidson. Lacey's owner, Chris Lacey, said the restaurant was going to be open the next day, but would have a slightly new look as window treatments added for the shoot would remain afterward. Lacey said, I think they look nice. So before the equipment set up at Lacey's, the Bupkis staff prepared another scene at the base of John Street, which, as you know, is a dead end about a block away from Lacey's. And around 3:30 on the street set, Pete Davidson slipped into the passenger seat of a Ford pickup truck. The Ford pickup truck was stationed at the corner of Eaton Place, which, as you know, is a street that forms one way and a left-hand turn from John Street. Yeah, you've been there. And at one point, the stage crew appeared to hold up the action as suddenly, off in the distance, because this is Staten Island, the sound of drag racing engines roared through the neighborhood. Eventually, the noise stopped. They were able to shoot. The scene ended with Pete Davidson returning to the truck. Actors and behind-the-scene workers packed up, and they all walked over to Lacey's, which, as you know, has new window treatments. I'm told they look nice. Staten Island Live wants us to know that some neighbors watched, and they took photos of the activities using their cell phones, and they were on their lawns and second-floor windows. And from WABE, I recently gave Hari Kondabolu a lot of crap for always being ever so serious in every interview. Looks like he took my note. Hari wants you to know, white chocolate shouldn't exist. It's cocoa butter. It's not even really chocolate. It's cocoa butter extract, which I don't make as part of the joke, but it's another point to be made. But it's the idea of people thinking, do you love the taste of chocolate but can't stand looking at it? Well then, try some white chocolate from the people that brought you white Jesus. Hari says that joke is done well and not done well, depending on who's in the room. And that's your comedy news for today. Join the $2 Club. BuyMeACoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. See you tomorrow.